Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I hope it is real food for you. Even the smallest piece, even a verse of Scripture, has the power to change our lives. I just ask you, really, if you can, read the Scriptures every day. If you can take a magazine or one that has the readings in it, or get the Bible and read the readings with me. Sometimes the translations are a little different, but not that much. It all gets down to the same thing. And that's what we want, is God. We want the Lord. We want to have Him live in us and lead us to eternal life. He's our Father. He's our Savior. Brothers and sisters, let us draw closer to Him, especially in this coming season. We want to be ready for Him. I want to read something to you here on the Monday of the first week of Advent. Isaiah prophesied that all the nations would wish to be instructed in the Lord's way and to walk in His paths. And when the word of the Lord became flesh, He indeed imposed terms on many peoples. And what are those terms? Nothing other than a humble expression of our unworthiness and a firm faith in the Lord's goodness. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Say only the word, and my servant will be healed. What kind of faith do we have today? Do we believe Him? God has not changed. What about us? How deep is my faith? Or am I jaundiced? Am I fed up? Or have I taken on the air of I don't care? Whatever it may be, the Lord wants to bring us all closer to Him or back to Him. He wants to bring us where it is safe, and that is with Him. That's the safest place we can be in. So let's open our hearts, our minds, our eyes to this Advent season, waiting on the coming of the Lord. It's not just a memorial. The Lord is coming to us. He's always coming to us. He waits for us to invite Him. Please, please open your hearts. Invite Him afresh to come into your house, your home, your family, your relationships. And if you're alone, you have many saints and angels around you that you cannot see. But God is with us. He's with us. This first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that He may instruct us in His ways and we may walk in His paths." For from Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. That's what God wants. That's what He's come to help us with. O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. He's with us to lead us and guide us. And in this beginning of the Advent season, this is a time to pray daily, Lord, come. Come in my challenges, come in my difficulties, but just come into my life. Come into my family. Help us to draw closer to you. Maybe during Advent would be a time where you'd like to read the scripture of the day or something that your children would be able to listen to as well. But to take time during Advent to bring the Word of God. As Jesus told us, the Word of God is powerful. It's powerful. It can change lives. The Word isn't just print on a page. That's not what this is. This is the living Word of God. Take it into your heart. And Psalm 122 says, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Peace be within you. Think of that. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us do that for one another and know that those in heaven pray for us, that we draw closer to him. Advent is a wonderful time. Yes, we can make some resolutions, and I'll say more about that in a different program. But right now, just make a decision that God is first. God is first. If only you can give him 5 minutes, give it to him. And then take a look at your schedule and say, what am I doing to myself? What am I doing to my relationship with God? And if what you're doing is what you have to do, then God will supply the grace you need. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 to 11, when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and from the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." Brothers and sisters, God awaits us. He knows us. He knows everything about you right now and about me. Some things we're not too proud of. But brothers and sisters, he loves us and he will forgive us our sin. Please open your heart to him. He came to save us. So we need to open our hearts. When he came as an infant and he grew into a young man, he was still giving us and today still gives us all that he has for us. Brothers and sisters, open your heart. This is not a fairy tale. This is reality. God loves you. You may not hear from him, but he'll look at all the circumstances you're in. And he'll give you over time a wisdom perhaps you didn't know you had. But he will care for you. Or someone will come to meet you and talk to you. And it's exactly what you needed to hear. God loves us. And he wants to help us in every way possible. Brothers and sisters, think about that. How deep is your faith right now? How deep. Perhaps that's what you should do for Advent, is every day to say to the Lord, Lord, increase my faith. Or to just say to the Lord, please, Lord, give me faith. Increase my faith. Help me grow in faith. Just say that to the Lord every day. And if you possibly can, at least read a paragraph every night of Scripture. If you can read one chapter every night, that's even better. But at least listen to His Word, because that Word is living. That Word is not just something you're reading on a page. It's living. And that Word has the power to change your life. And I certainly know it changed mine. Brothers and sisters, I remember I was in high school beginning to read and read and read the Scriptures, not taking hours by any means, but leaving something that will stay with me, reading something that will stay with me, bring me closer to God. Brothers and sisters, let's all take a look at that for this Advent season. And let us say, Lord, I wish to be closer to You. I want to hear You more clearly. I don't mean audibly, but in your heart. A thought will come that you'd say, oh my, I never thought that. There are ways, all kinds of ways, that God has to speak to us. And He wants to speak to you. Please don't turn away. Don't say, oh, that's just fairy tale stuff. It's not. God's timing is not our time. It might be a year or so before you hear something, but He wants to see if you'll be faithful and come to Him. He knows what you need better than anybody else. So I do ask you, brothers and sisters, just take a look right now as we begin Advent and just say, Lord, Lord, help me to draw closer to You. Come, Holy Spirit, help me to hear You. It's not audible, but you'll see something that you never saw before, or hear something that you never thought of. There are all kinds of ways that the Lord loves us very, very, very much. And He would speak to all of us every day if we let Him. So please open your hearts. One of the prayers for today says, Come, O Lord, visit us in peace, that we may rejoice before You with a blameless heart. Brothers and sisters, visit us in peace, that we may rejoice before You with a blameless heart. This is a time to really look. Do you need to go to confession? I remember one time when I was just a small teenager, being afraid to go to confession. And it took a lot of time of going to the end of the line and waiting. But I did. And God was gracious and merciful. And God wants to be gracious to you because He loves you. Open your hearts to Him this Advent. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.